This morning's public reading of God's Word comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, and I'd like to invite our attention to verses 16 to 25 this morning. Verses 16 to verse 25. No man, when he had lighted a candle, cover it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which says, Thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brother are these which hear the word of God and do it. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. Then they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Verse 18, beloved, helps us to understand what came before, especially in that verses 16 and 17. Okay, about not putting a light under a bushel or hiding it under a bed, and the fact that all things are going to be made clear and made known in verse 17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Now, some people like to pop that verse 17 out of its context and then just use it in a broad stroke interpretation to their own delight and to their own pleasing. Well, beloved, you can't pop verse 17 out of its context. Because, see, I believe verse 18 is the key to the entire context. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. Now, in another gospel, Jesus' admonishment is not how ye hear, but he cautions you in what you hear. And when you put those two together, if you abide by that principle, or those two principles, you are guaranteed that you will not fall prey to a false teacher or to a cult. Beloved, you have to be very careful, okay, whom you're hearing it from. Okay, what you hear and how you hear. Okay, who's the source? Is it a cult? Is it somebody who's twisting the scriptures and not being honest with the context? Okay, but here is the admonishment of the application, how well do you hear? Now, this admonishment has nothing to do with your ability or your inability to hear physically. We're talking about a hearing that goes a little bit deeper, well, much deeper than the outer ear. We're talking about the ear on the heart. One's understanding and comprehension of what they're hearing. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Okay? Because here's the judgment that comes upon somebody who doesn't hear too well. And I've seen this witnessed in this church. Watch. For whosoever hath, for the person who thinks he knows it all, okay, for the person who hath, for the person who is able to connect the dots, he understands Genesis to Revelation with some degree of clarity. He's very faithful to the text. using these questions that's on the board here, who's speaking, who's the audience, when, where, how, and why, asking those key questions to whatever he or she is studying. Okay. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. More light shall be given. More revelation shall be given. More understanding shall be given. But here's the danger. Whosoever hath not, and in this case here, the reference would be to the Jewish leaders of Jesus' day. From him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. And the idea of which he seemeth to have, he seems to have it to himself, but he's totally off the target. What he thinks he has, what he thinks is taken from him. And this concept is found, especially, for instance, check me out in Matthew chapter 13, when Jesus begins his parables of the kingdom. And the disciples ask Jesus later on, why do you talk to the people in parables? Read Acts, Matthew 13, I think around verses 10, 11, 12, and 13. It's quite chilling. Because Jesus tells the disciples, it's for you to know these things, but it's not given to them to know these things. And Jesus was not referring to the common man on the street. He was referring to the apostate religious leaders of his days. They were going to be kept in blindness as their judgment. And then the next story that we have here, or the next account, is Jesus' immediate flesh and blood family, Mary and his brothers. Notice no reference to Joseph. And therefore, there's a good possibility that Joseph was older than Mary in their initial coming together. And in all likelihood, Joseph was no longer alive at the time. But Mary, his mother, and his half-brothers and sisters, his siblings, come to him. And on another account, it says, your mother and brother are outside, and they want to talk with you. In another gospel account, they came there because they thought Jesus was out of his wits, and they were going to take him home, whereby he won't embarrass himself anymore. He was an embarrassment to the family, especially to his half-blood siblings. But what does he say in verse 21? Who are truly the family of God? Who are truly the people of God? My mother and my brethren, denoting a relationship, are these which hear the word of God, and they do something about it. They actually obey it. They put it to practice. They actually apply it to their life, their marriage, their business, to themselves. And that's in good context. That's in good parallel with verse 18. Take heed therefore how ye hear. What did Jesus say here? My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God, and they put it to practice. It's not a surface hearing. It's a hearing that goes much further down. And then the next narrative here, verse 22 to 25, is the account of the storm at sea. Now, many people take this story out of its context, and they'll use it whereby the winds and the waves become the trauma and the ordeals and the trials and tribulations of living life. Like we're all being tossed in this world with all kinds of negativities. Beloved, that's not the point. That's not the point at all. The point here is that Jesus is sovereign even over natural forces. And that we are to trust Jesus, whether in sunshine or in the rain. The fact that he's in control. He was sleeping as calm as a baby, and they were all flustered. They felt as though their lives were going to be in jeopardy, verse 23. And Jesus rebuked them. Where is your faith? You don't trust me? You don't trust me? I had all things under control. But Lord, you were fast asleep. I know I was fast asleep, but I still had things under control. Well, may God choose to bless his word.